This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're on target with conversation about things that are rare in our world. We like talking about things that not everybody else wants to talk about, with a perspective that is unique from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. Help yourself to us on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen, and certainly the podcast. You can have a current podcast, past one, whatever it is that you're looking for in the DJV department, just go to blogtalkradio.com. Actually, you know what would be cool is having it automatically delivered to your smartphone. Go to blogtalkradio.com/DJV, DJV show. You've got to make sure the show is in there. So it's blogtalkradio.com/DJV show, and get the podcasts from every day and twice on Sunday. How about them apples? Rare items in the news. This is something that doesn't speak well for the future of those people who make their living as disc jockeys. A station in Philadelphia today is going to allow Alexa to take a station shift. They're making a deal with Amazon, who does Alexa?
Amazon, yep.
Okay.
It's Amazon, yep.
Yep. So they're going to be on the air from 2 to 6 this afternoon promoting Alexa skills. I guess that there's a voice, Alexa, play a song from Bruno Mars. And the Bruno Mars song shows up. Alexa, right. Play a song you name the artist, whoever it is that you want. Alexa is featured as the guest disc jockey this afternoon. Man, what smells bad about this?
Woo! Well, I mean, a human still has to tell Alexa what to do.
Yeah.
But it could be any. It could be somebody who has no skill as an announcer at all, just somebody sitting in a closet. Okay,
play
Alexa.
Play Madonna. Right.
Fire. Yeah. Right. Yeah. There you go. So that's rare item number one. Next item, the celebration of the Powerball ticket winner. This is a very interesting circumstance because I actually know where this variety store is, not far from where a friend of mine purchased a wedding dress. It was the Handy Variety Store in Watertown, Massachusetts, sold a ticket for $758.7 million. One person gets the dough. They boil it all down. There was a second. This is what I kind of wanted to have you dig around in with me. There were 9,397,723 additional winners. What do they win? They have like 135 million. So on top of the 758, there's another $135 million worth of prizes. What?
Oh, if you have like two numbers or three numbers or whatever, however that goes.
Can you win if you only have a couple of numbers?
I never know how Powerball works. I don't know.
Is it different than...
I think there are certain arrangements, aren't there? Like if you have 5 out of 6 or, you know, whatever.
Right.
Yeah. The numbers, by the way, 6, 7, 16, 23, 26, the Powerball number is 4. And I don't understand the double thing. What's the difference between the Powerball number and if you want to double your chances of winning? And is it different with Mega Millions than it is with Powerball? Let's have some sort of tutelage here. Jennifer, I thought you were the expert in this. I thought you were buying tickets.
I know you have to have the Powerball number to win the entire jackpot. That's the last,
last number. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And that number was 4. That's my favorite number. I should have won.
Well, they don't know. Well, you can't just have number 4 and win anything, I don't think. I think you have to have other numbers plus the Powerball number.
Wow.
But they say that they don't know if it's a group of people who went in on the ticket or if it's one person, but it is one singular ticket that had all the correct numbers.
Still not a bad payday.
So lucky.
Yeah.
Congratulations. All right, next item, a rarity in the news, a focus on a white baby koala born in an Australian zoo. Koalas are normally brown. What color is a koala normally? This is
brown.
Not an albino koala, but a white is different.
Are they kind of grayish? Grayish brown? Yeah. That's true. Gray or brown, right?
Right. So they're looking for a name for this koala. It would be a good... So far they have some suggestions. Snowflake and Pearl and Sugar. Okay, so what would be really different? These people, the Aboriginals originally... That's a silly sentence, isn't it? The Aboriginals originally. And there's a word in Aboriginal language, Baringa, means light or dawn. That's kind of, I like that. That's kind of cute. But, well, if you...
I think snowflake is cute.
No, it's Pat.
Oh,
you gotta come up with something. Baringa's good.
Oh, but, well, what's your suggestion?
I just said Baringa. My suggestion.
Yeah, that's not your suggestion. That's something that someone else has already suggested.
All right, you want to know what I call them?
Yes.
Whitey.
Oh, that's so original. Oh, my God.
Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. But your dog's name. Pat.
My dog's Spot. Name Fido.
Spot Fido.
Yeah. So how do we apply to name? Where are they? They must have a Facebook page.
I think
Facebook
it's their Facebook page, yeah.
Right, okay.
Tourism Australia.
Australia on its Facebook page. Looking for suggestions on a name. All right, there you go. Next rare item in the news, as people are going back to college, a lot of attention here in the Boston area on the Obamas bringing their daughter to Harvard. It was kind of, actually, I thought it was kind of neat to see how people really didn't pay much attention. At least the people on the Harvard campus, they said, "Hi, Mr. President." I mean, they didn't bug them, they didn't bug her. They just kind of let her, she had on a pair of glasses and a cap, but people knew who she was, and people didn't, you know, run after her and want a picture with her, and you know, there's a certain amount of Secret Service around the president, no matter the former president anyway, but I thought it was kind of nice. I thought it was sweet, in fact, that the way she was treated wasn't what the police in Cambridge, Massachusetts, were expecting. They expect they're going to have a nightmare with people all over the place. When you... Whoever you are, if you have a name for yourself or you have a family name or whatever it is, and you try to live a normal life, it must be hard. We were talking about the paparazzi and all of the foolishness that went down with Diana. Is it a sickness? It sort of feels to me like all the attention that's given these people just because of their name. These kids can't help that they were born to the Obamas. They came into the world. And I don't get the sense, and I didn't get it from Chelsea. I haven't gotten it from the Bush kids. I don't think they've, any of them, have they traded on their stock, or that is their name? Do you get a sense from any of these recent children to go back, even to, well, let's see, back as far as Chelsea anyway. I don't ever feel that they traded on their name.
What is that? I mean, I don't...
It means take advantage.
The oldest Obama daughter, Malia, didn't she get a really cool internship with, like, some Hollywood
Harvey
studio?
Weinstein.
Harvey
Is that
Weinstein.
Because
that's
of
right.
her name
I
or because
that
of President
had to do with
Harvey?
The fact.
Doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I would imagine that had to do with the fact she was an Obama. I mean,
Jenna Bush Hager is on the Today
NBC.
Show or Good Morning America or something. She's a correspondent, so obviously she wouldn't have had that job if she didn't have that name.
Really? You think she's not that good?
No. I mean, I like her as a person, but I don't think that that's her strong suit.
Oh.
I actually think she's gotten a lot better over the last year or two. I think she's actually done a pretty good job. But, you know, the thing is
well, maybe the question is, would Jennifer have gotten that job or Victoria gotten that job?
Right.
And you're saying, no, she...
I think the name is definitely helpful. I mean, I don't think that...
Didn't help Billy Bush
and me.
Well,
yeah, but he wasn't a presidential son. He was like
a cousin.
Nephew or cousin of President Bush.
Yeah. So, well,
I just think it's so weird, the scrutiny that the kids specifically get. There was a story out that Chelsea Clinton defended Barron again because someone was going after him for his clothes. And there really are in this club that only they understand. And I think it's good that they stick together. And despite the political parties and the differences and all of that, I think it's really good that they are actually defending each other. And I give props to Chelsea Clinton for doing that because I think she's been kind of at the leader of the pack in at least presidential kids. It's a small club.
Sure is. Not a bad club. Well, if you use it and you use it intelligently. Nobody got hurt because the Bush kids got onto NBC, or maybe that's the other side of it. If you're using it to have advantage, take advantage over others, maybe that's what makes it a little more difficult. I just thought the way the Malia thing was handled was okay. I wasn't thinking about her other stuff that she's been entitled to. It's a privilege. You know, all those things. With that comes privilege, I suppose. What is it?
I just hope that she's able to, once the dust settles a little bit, I hope that she's able, and any kid in this type of environment, when Byron goes to high school, his new school in the fall, I just hope that they're able to blend in and have a normal experience, and I think that that's all of their parents probably just want that for their kids.
Right.
But they become celebrities. I mean, look, Malia was just shown being carted out of a nightclub or something. I mean, they're always going to be the source of scrutiny, even though they didn't choose the public life. People are going to be looking at them.
Wasn't there a picture of her smoking, and then she was wearing a T-shirt that says how bad smoking is?
She apparently checked in at Harvard wearing a Smoking Kills T-shirt.
Yeah, right. She'd give one to her father.
I know.
All right. MyPillow wants you to know that they are on the top of any group. This is the largest company. This guy has done such fantastic work, created out of his own need. Here's the great American story about this. Here's a guy who doesn't like the pillows that he's sleeping on, so he creates somehow or other a new pillow. And this pillow stays cool and in place. You can throw it in the dishwasher. No, you probably won't throw it in the dishwasher. You can throw it in the washing machine and then in the dryer. I don't know, that would be interesting, though, to put it in the dishwasher and see what happened. Stick your MyPillow. Let somebody do that and then get back to me. Tell me what happened.
Why don't you just follow rules?
Yeah.
Put it in the dishwasher.
If you have a dryer and a washing machine, why would you put it in a dishwasher?
I don't know. Just for fun. Just to do something different.
Oh, boy.
All right. 50% off the 4-pillow pack. Yes, this week. For those of you who are listeners to the DJV program, when you call 800-716-5989, or you can go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, remember to use the promo code DJV, 50% off the 4-pillow pack, and you get free shipping. There is a 10-year warranty on these, this nice, it's a, the stuffing, I don't know, the piling of the pillows, whatever it is, that's unique, it's patented. And so that's how the pillow stays the way you like it. Head and neck support helps reach deep, restful sleep faster. Lots of benefits from using this pillow, and lots of benefits for using the DJV promo code 800-716-5989 for your MyPillows. 50% off 4 pillows, 800-716-5989, or MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Song, but I like it. Dixie Chicks. Song's called Daddy Lessons. Crank this up there, will you?
I think this is with Beyonce, though, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I was going to say, this is not Natalie Maines.
They're good. I'm not usually a fan of Beyonce, but she's in this, and I guess she is. All the more power. It's a good catchy tune.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. So this is originally a Beyonce song that the Dixie Chicks performed with her on stage at the CMA Awards. And then they recorded it for a studio version. Is that safe to say? It's going to be on a DVD that comes out in September?
Yeah, they have a live concert DVD and CD that they've recorded. So they didn't record this in the studio, but they've recorded it from their live shows, which... Yeah. We should have. I don't know if you have it, Kara, but...
This sounds like a studio.
The actual Dixie Chicks doing it.
Well, so. I could look for it.
Yeah. So we wait for...
Do they do it? They do it just by themselves?
Yes.
Huh.
Yeah, it's on... I'll send you the link. It's on Rolling Stone.
That's called Radio Grab Ass. All right. So, are we going to do that? You want to do it that way? I just, this is Beyonce singing, or is this the two of them?
It's both of them. Yeah. So, they performed together. So, Beyonce was singing the first part, and they did the...
All right, but is this the version that was live, or is this a version from the studio? It sounds like a studio version.
This is a live version.
Yeah.
Wow, this is good quality for a live version.
Yeah.
This is from, what was it, the VMAs or one of those award shows?
I think it was the CMA Awards. So that they had a bunch a bunch of pop singers come on, and it was kind of a big deal because Beyonce, I don't think, has ever performed at the CMA Awards before, and she's not a country artist. But she had kind of country songs on her last album. So they brought, and I think Dixie Chicks before that had been singing this song at their concert. So they brought her on and did it together. So they do the harmonies for most of it. But you can hear, what's the main singer's name, Jen?
Natalie Maine.
Yeah, Natalie does some of the lead singing parts too.
Yeah, and you can hear the, I mean, they're definitely harmonizing. It's just the reason I said it didn't sound like Natalie Maine's is because she's got a very distinct voice. So does Beyonce, obviously. That's why I was questioning. Wait a second. This is a normal Dixie chick. Yeah. But it sounds really cool. I like the blend.
It's
one of those things where you wouldn't know how it would actually work out, but it sounds great.
So for Victoria says, I don't like anything. There, I just told you I like something.
There you go.
There you go.
Nice.
I like Britney Spears, and she's in the music news today. Fans in Louisiana called on state officials to replace Confederate monuments with statues of Britney Spears. That's a way to settle a problem. 4,900 people have signed their name to a new change.org petition entitled Replace Confederate Statues in New Orleans with Statues of Louisiana Hero Britney Spears, for becoming one of the world's most important and influential pop legends. She lived life in a small town by the name of Kentwood, Louisiana. Petition reads, not only has Britney proved her talent, she's proven her strength of character by not only overcoming a highly publicized mental breakdown, but by continuously working toward improving herself. She's an inspiration to millions. It's hard to argue with that, although a lot of people want to leave. I haven't made up my mind yet what I really think about taking down some of these statues or some of the stuff that goes back to the Confederate times. Monuments, are they important? It depends on, guess what they are.
How about the guy who lost his sportscaster's gig because his name was Robert Lee?
That was crazy.
Yeah, right. There's that kind of stupid stuff.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah. Right, you think he should have lost his job, Jennifer?
He didn't lose his job.
I mean,
he's
crazy.
He just...
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been using One World Whey to provide a highly assimilable protein and Kappa Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge. charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Four after the hour, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schillen, and you. International items in the news. Kim Jong-un, we all know him, the North Korean dictator. There's a report now on why he ordered the execution of his relatives. His uncle, then he killed his brother, he killed three or four people that were close to him. And it turns out the reason he had it done is because they were trying, these family members were trying to get rid of him, and they had gone to the Chinese government to support a coup to replace him
His
half-brother Kim Jong-nam. Did you know that, Jennifer? I didn't know that's what the reason for it.
Yes, no, there was a lot of competition. After his father died, Kim Jong-il was the former leader of North Korea, and apparently Kim Jong-un was his dad's favorite. And so he actually broke protocol, and at his dad's funeral, he actually helped carry the coffin, which I guess was not something that is typical. Uh-huh. And I guess after he died, he was the one that the father wanted to take over, but everybody else was like, whoa. And so Kim Jong-un was much more aggressive, and that's why the dad liked him, because he was like the aggressive, crazy one. And he started taking out his opponents.
Yeah.
His family members be damned.
Found out that they were working with the Chinese government. So I'm wondering why it is the Chinese are so reserved now in trying to bump this guy off or get rid of him, because they obviously had taken a position before. Was it a different president, different regime when Kim Jong-un?
I don't know when President Xi took over, but I do. I think that they see him kind of as a way to make money, and I think that they like thinking that they have a little power over North Korea, but I don't know why they wouldn't have tried to. I don't think they maybe carried the coup out as much as they could have. I mean, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's a very interesting thing to speculate or think about why we keep depending on Donald Trump says the Chinese will help us to get rid of, or he's asking for help from the Chinese to try to get rid of Kim Jong-un or whatever the problem is that he has with us. And they've been moderately reluctant to do that, it would seem. Or am I reading it wrong? It seems there is a reluctance there. They're kind of there, but it's not in their best interest. Anybody who's an international diplomat, look at that situation, or anybody observing, how is it in China's best interest to have a mess in Korea?
It's not.
No, not at
but
all.
But also, you haven't heard our administration talking much about regime change, which makes me think what comes after him. Because I think that's naturally the first place you go is, okay, if we knock him out, you know, can we make some headway? And I think maybe the answer might
be no. How
can
it be any worse than what it is, though?
I don't know. He's got a lot of brainwashing going on. I think the most interesting thing I learned about all of this is that the only resource that is in high quantity in North Korea is marijuana. Because, I mean, these people aren't eating. But there is marijuana being sold at every street market, every wherever, because I think he uses it as a way to keep people like, whatever, you know, kind of complacent.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was really interesting, this story I read. It was like 3 pages, and I can't remember if it was in the LA Times, about how, just marijuana is rampant. Everybody uses it in North Korea.
Wow. Now, that's something you don't think about. You think about opium. You think about Asians and opium. But you don't think about, is that a racist? Somebody's going to say, you racist pig. Equivalizing. Is that the right word? No, it's not. Equating. That's what I was looking for. Equating being an Asian with using heroin and opioids. I think most of the pictures we have in our mind of people doing that they're Asians, right? I don't have many pictures in my mind. You're all leaving me out to dry.
Of opioids? I don't really think of Asians using opioids.
Really? Who do you think is using opioids?
I think of Americans. I think it comes a crisis.
Yeah, I think of New Jersey. I think
New Jersey. Hey.
I think of Afghanistan. Certainly, that's where opium.
New Jersey and Afghanistan. That's it.
Look, you ask me what I think of. No.
Here's the story of an evaluation of American diplomats working in Cuba. A doctor has released a report that diagnoses Americans with conditions as serious as traumatic brain injury and damage to the central nervous system. Diplomats complained of symptoms including hearing loss, nausea, headaches, balance disorders. Sounds like me when I hit my head on the tractor the other day. What were described as a number of incidents that have begun affecting them in Havana starting late last year. Officials investigating whether the diplomats were targets of some kind of sonic attack. Citing a source familiar with the incidents, so it says the incidents continue to occur on the island, and some of the diplomats have gotten so sick they had to cut short their assignments there. Huh. No answer, real answer. But the investigation of the Cubans using some kind of spy dust or sonic thing to get at. This was after we restarted our relationship with Cuba, too, right? Wouldn't that have been?
No,
that
was right before, I think. I mean, it was in the Obama. Well, it was when Obama had started working with them, but it wasn't in the last year where you were able to have the travel restriction dropped.
Well, how many? I didn't think there was any diplomatic connection in Cuba at all. That we had any.
There must have been something.
We have an embassy there.
Right.
I didn't think there was anybody there. Well, There you go. Our friends, the Cubans. I think that we long since should have been. I've said this 100 times, but I've said it once. We should have been in Cuba. There was no reason for us not to be in Cuba. It was one bad or foolish excuse after another. If you're doing business with the Chinese, they're communists to the nth degree. Why aren't you doing business in Cuba? And what is there about the situation now? Not that I want to get into a political discussion, but Trump sort of put the brakes on what was going on in Cuba to normalize relationships, didn't he?
He did. And the reason for that, or at least the reason that the administration gave, is that when Obama opened up travel between our countries, one of the stipulations was that they stopped the atrocities on their own people. They stopped that violence. Right. That has not stopped. And
what do
what
do they do? What do the Cuban government?
You know, I really don't know. I really don't know all the details, but that was the reason from the administration's perspective as to they weren't following their end of the deal that was set up with them between America and Cuba. They weren't following their end of the deal, and so he put the stop to it.
Okay, so then why don't we put the, again, ask the question, because the Chinese government does horrible things to people who are in opposition to them.
We owe a ton of money to China. We use China to make money, so there's a whole different set of motivations.
Well, there's a lot of money to be made in Cuba. Lots of money to be made in Cuba. You don't think that's a good...
Well, I think that there... Yeah, there, I think there is a lot of money to be made there. I mean, they just opened their first 5-star hotel, I think, last week. Mm-hmm. So they've been really looking forward to having the tourism open up. So, I don't know. I think it's a mistake to be closing stuff down again. If we're not going to hold them to this, if we're holding them to a different standard, like you said, Doug, in China and everywhere else, I mean, I don't understand it.
I don't get it either. All right,
he still is doing firing squads over there. I mean, there's just a lot of...
Firing squads in Cuba?
Yes.
Really? What's the crime like? What's the crime? What incident?
I don't know, but
crime?
I'd hate to commit one. There's something there.
So off with their heads, off with their heads.
Yeah, although I guess firing squads, I have actually supported them here in this country because I think they're much cheaper, so...
Oh, my God. Yeah, when you're
one
dead,
bullet,
you're dead.
According to those stupid injections.
Yeah, right, which we don't have enough of. We have enough to put dogs to sleep, but we don't have enough to put human beings to sleep. Here's one more international item that I find intriguing. The story of a mosque in London that's broken the record for the world's biggest samosa. And then they fed it to homeless people. A samosa is what? It's a big pastry,
mm-hmm.
right? With all kinds of good things in it, peas, lentils, onions, meat. This thing weighed 337 pounds, made by a team of Muslim aid volunteers at an East London mosque. After claiming their official Guinness World Record, the team distributed the samosa to homeless people. I don't know, what's the origin of the term samosa? I thought it was a drink for some reason or other.
Mimosa.
That's mimosa.
Why are you laughing?
Because mimosas are delicious.
Yeah, but it's an easy stretch for me to mistake a samosa for a mimosa.
Sure.
You say samosa, I say mimosa.
I think we need to take Doug out to brunch a little bit more.
Yeah.
That way he becomes more familiar with the samosas. I mean the mimosa. Oh, God, now I just did the same thing. Never mind.
You can have samosas with your
See?
You could.
See? It's not just me. Okay, let's help people who are trying to find the right person for the right job. I like talking about ZipRecruiter because it's encouraging to know that American businesses are doing the right thing to find the right people for the right jobs. I don't know, it makes me, as a small business person, makes me feel good about doing business in America. And you can feel good about doing business with ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter has you post your job, whatever it is in your company. You may post a job every day, depending on your size, every week, every month, whatever it is that you need the services, though, of a company that can really help you find the best candidate for the job. You need to go. You need to think of ZipRecruiter. That's why we underscore this, because it's one of those, it's a hard to forget kind of name, ZipRecruiter, right? That stays with you. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV can be yours to use for the first time free, but you got to use that code DJV. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find a way to use it when you're looking for new positive employees that will help your company out. This finds them. 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter.com get a qualified candidate in a day. That's why they're different. So find out for yourself how ZipRecruiter has been used and why it's used and why it continues to be used for qualified job candidates. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free. Find that person. You're a listener to this program, so you know we have a certain amount of credibility. These people have huge credibility as well. It's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Use it free for your next employee needs.
You are about to hear from Dr. Douglas Howard. After 20 years and tens of thousands of success stories, Balance of Nature is still the only pure whole food supplement available. Balance of Nature has served more than 500 million servings of fruits and vegetables. Don't accept imitations, copies, or substitutions. Our success stories are unique to Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies. You'll know you have the real thing when you open the bottles and see, smell, and taste real produce.
It is worth every penny I pay because they really have made such a difference in my life. It is making me feel a whole lot better.
Even my doctor thought it was a good product.
Good health is only a phone call away. What are you waiting for? Don't miss your opportunity to get a free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code GOODDAY.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the bathroom where you'll give your kids shampoo mohawks. The bonus room you'll turn into a gym and work out in every day. Starting tomorrow. You're looking for hardwood floors worthy of your signature dance move, the glitchy robot.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
I was talking about ZipRecruiter. I think it's incumbent for everybody who's an entrepreneur or anybody who's a leader, has their own business, to be honest with himself or herself about their business and how it's working. I was thinking that yesterday. I was talking to somebody who had started a business and was frustrated with it because it isn't going as fast or as well as he would like to, and he doesn't know what his obstacles are. And I said, well, where are you finding your help? This was not me even being commercial about it. This kid was sort of delusional in the way he found people. And I'm just sort of underscoring for those of you who think that it's easy to find good employees. It's not. Look at what I had to go through to find Victoria, all the people that we... Yeah, and I say
it's true. I love hearing those stories.
Yeah. All right.
I love hearing those stories.
Next up. Those of you who are worried about Kim Jong-un attacking us with some kind of nuclear blast, make sure if it happens, you don't use hair conditioner. You find yourself in a situation where you need to wash radioactive material from your body. Don't reach for a hair conditioner. Conditioner can bind radioactive particles for your hair. Where else will you hear a warning like this? Nobody else on the radio will have this exclusive story. Guidelines issued by Guam's Office of Civil Defense. Same guidelines posted by the Department of Homeland Security. When a nuclear warhead detonates, a fireball incinerates everything it touches and hurls vaporized material skyward. So, if you're unlucky enough to be caught outside during an explosion, fallout can settle into your clothing and your skin. Some of these particles are so small they can slip into crevices that lie open on strands of human hair. So, word to the wise is sufficient. Don't use conditioner on your hair if you live in Guam. 10 before the hour.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Time now at 53 after the hour for more information from Dr. Ken Kronhaus. He's a cardiologist, a medical practitioner, someone who is a very important part of this program, A Cog in the Wheel, brought to you by the unbeatable benefits of Super Beats. So a couple of items here in terms of what the latest, I suppose this week we could call this the warning segment, Ken. Danger, danger. Children who use e-cigarettes are more likely to then try tobacco. So this is the sort of backward, the idea of using e-cigarettes was to get people off of it. But apparently, if you haven't started smoking yet and you think it's cool to try one of these things, then you're going to go in the wrong direction. Is that right?
You have almost figured it out. Very good.
Thank you.
Is that a tobacco control this week? Mom and Dad, you got to watch those teens. For those who already smoke, e-cigarettes seem to be a safer option, as Doug was suggesting. However, the news this week is that for those who do not smoke, using e-cigarettes dramatically increases the probability of smoking a cigarette within just a year. For teenagers who have never smoked, the use of e-cigarettes is a strong predictor that within 12 months, they will try a conventional cigarette.
Now, the new commissioner of the FDA has made a fairly bold announcement. The FDA wants to lower nicotine in cigarettes. I suppose maybe it would be nice if they just eliminated cigarettes altogether. Can you imagine passing a law? I'm laughing because all the money that comes from the tobacco companies who influence through lobbyists the members of Congress, it would be kind of interesting to see them squirm if somebody actually came up, had the balsam to go to Congress and say, okay, we're going to ban cigarettes, and see where that went.
What a concept.
Yeah. But anyway, the food and drug people want to lower nicotine. Nicotine is the source of the problem, is it not? The tobacco is bad, but the nicotine is what gets you hooked and makes you want to go back again. Is that right?
It's a major problem. It's not the only toxin that's inhaled, but it's a major
TARS,
one.
TARS, all the things that are in
but
there.
But it's still about 20% of the population uses it daily, and you wonder why.
So how does it increase the risk of lung cancer? And what do they call it? COPD, the
emphysema.
Pulmonary problems. Yeah, emphysema. My mother died of it, so I guess I know firsthand. But in general, how have things changed? My mother died in 1971, so what has changed in terms of what they use to get people to smoke?
Well,
cigarettes are more dangerous now than they ever were, aren't they?
Well, nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is that less people are smoking, but you smoke, you're going to get emphysema, you're going to very likely get lung cancer.
So as a cardiologist, how frequently...
And heart disease and heart attacks.
Right. So what percentage of the population that comes to see you for help with cardio problems are smokers?
Well, of the smokers...
Or have been.
Well, if I can just turn that around a little bit. Of the smokers, a lot of them come eventually to us because it plaques up their circulation to their heart as well as to their brain, and they get either heart attack or stroke. But certainly in a day, if you spend a day with me, of the people that I see, not all of them have ever smoked.
Not all of them.
Right, because people with diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol issues, family history, these are all other risk factors for what you're talking about, coronary artery disease. So smoking's not the only one, but it's probably, along with diabetes, the worst one.
Yeah, I would have thought. The healthiest part, let's talk about something good here.
Good, yes.
The healthiest part of an avocado. Is that the seed?
Exactly. This is at the American Chemical Society meeting just this week. We know the avocado has many health benefits. The yellow-green flesh inside the fruit, it's packed with essential vitamins and nutrients and is a good source of the healthy fats. But the news this week, Doug, is that part of the avocado that's normally thrown in the trash, that may actually be the most valuable part. It's the husk of avocado seeds, they're packed with previously unrecognized compounds that may be valuable new medicines in the future. You often want to ask me, where do these chemicals come from? Well, here's a new source.
Yeah, there you go. All right, speaking of chemicals, Super Beets are chemical-free. There's nothing but natural beets in Super Beets. So spend 30 seconds telling people why this is such an unbeatable product.
It's all about nitric oxide, the third important gas of the body, Nobel Prize winning discovery in 1998. It's a messenger throughout the body. It helps the blood vessels open up so that the red blood cells can deliver oxygen from head to toe. You need to continuously remake nitric oxide. You need the building blocks, and Super Beets gives you a boost of it, and Neo 40 keeps the maintenance level up, and Doug will tell you how to get it. I recommend it.
Get a month's supply free of Super Beets by dialing 800-655-4183. That's 800-655.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.